Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Science and poetry seem like unrelated fields of study. But as Anna Leahy, associate professor of English at Chapman University, indicates, there is some overlap.
A goal of both artists and scientists is to explain the universe. A poem offers a particularized truth. It is embodied in language that engages the intellect, senses, and emotions, and offers knowledge of our world. Robert Frost once said of his experience writing poetry, "You adjust yourself to the motion of the thing itself." His description presents a distinction between poetry and science. Poets and scientists are limited by the constraints of their respective disciplines, but the methodology and priorities of each are quite distinct. A scientist can't change her methodology or equipment halfway through an experiment. That would invalidate the results. Repeatability, and with it universal application based on those constraints, is of primary concern for an experimental scientist. Writing a sonnet with its structured constraints of 14 lines, 10 syllables per line, and a prescribed rhyme scheme is akin to running an experiment. Yet unlike a scientist, the poet has a back-and-forth relationship with a poem as she drafts and revises, even if that poem uses a set of established rules. Originality of thought and experience is of primary concern for the poet. Some scientists have shown great interest in poetry. Marie Curie, who was awarded Nobel Prizes in Physics and Chemistry, wrote poems as a young woman. One of hers captures the curiosity necessary for both poets and scientists. "It is the light she longs to find. When she delights in learning more, her world is learning. It defines the destiny she's reaching for." While scientists do not use poetry to conduct science, some poets, including C. Dale Young, who is also a physician, Sandra Alcosser, Alison Hawthorne Deming, Dorian Lux, and Tracy K. Smith, draw from science in their writing. When this happens, these two ways of understanding the universe converge.
That was Anna Leahy of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I could not go on.